Dedicated for a Rafua Shalema to Reb Tzvi Ben Feiger. We should have an immediate Rafua, especially this week, the week of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a week that, as we'll mention, that one can daven for anything he wants. It is a very auspicious week this week for Kibul Tefillah, for the acceptance of daven, of our Tefillos. May our Tefillos be Mekuyim. And Tzvi Ben Feiger should have a refuah shalem, a complete recovery. This Shabbos is Parshas Bechukosai by itself. And it is also Shabbos Chazak. And it is also the Shabbos which follows Lag BaOmer. This year Lag BaOmer is Friday. The Arizal said that there are the 3 days before Lag BaOmer, the 3 days after. It's a whole unit, especially the week in which Lag BaOmer falls out, which is the fifth week of Sfira. In fact, the Koznetzer Maggid says something that I just saw recently, which I never saw before, which I'd like to share with you, which I think you'd all appreciate, that the 7 weeks of Sfira correspond to the 3 matzos that we eat Pesach night, the 3 matzos, and the 4 cups of wine. The first 3 weeks of Sfira correspond to the 3 matzos, the Kohen, the Levi, and the Yisrael, or Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the latter 4 are the 4 cups. Therefore, the 5th week of Sfira is the 2nd cup. And it's by the 2nd cup that we ask the questions. The Mishnah says, after we pour the 2nd cup, Kan HaBein Shoel. Here's where the son asks, here's where the child asks his father to answer the 4 questions. And the Svarim say, the son is Klal Yisrael, we who are the Bonim Atam LaHashem Elokeichem, that here is where the child can ask his father for whatever he wants. When we pour the 2nd cup, and being that the 5th week of Sfira, the week of Hod, the week of Lag BaOmer, Pesach Sheni, corresponds to the 2nd cup, this is the week in which we can ask Hashem for whatever we want. And that's why so many are streaming to the gravesite of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai this year. They say this year, as every year it seems to get more and more, this year will be the largest multitude that was ever there in history. As we get closer to Mashiach, the light of Mashiach begins to shine more and more. And since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the neshama of Mashiach, the one who began teaching the secrets of the Torah, which is what Mashiach is going to reveal in its entirety, so certainly this week is a week that is associated with Geula, and a week that is associated with Kibul Tefillah, and a week that we can ask Hashem for whatever we want. Just as we know Purim is a time, as we say, Kol HaPoshet Yad Nozdim Lo, that whatever one, whoever asks us for money, we're supposed to give. We're not supposed to ask any questions like normally you may ask, who are you, what organization are you collecting for? But on Purim it says you give everyone, even a goy, l'havdol. And being that Lag BaOmer and Purim are related, because as it says in Shulchan Aruch, the simon is plag, pei lamed gimel, that Purim and Lag BaOmer always fall out the same day. That's why Lag BaOmer is Friday this year, just as Purim was Friday. And just as we know, Purim is a day when whatever we ask from Hashem, we are answered. Well, some might ask, what do you mean? Not everything that I asked for on Purim was I answered. I'm not going into that. But Purim is a day of tremendous kibul tefillah. It's a day that Hashem accepts our tefillos. Lag BaOmer is the same. And we always read Lag BaOmer time, the 33rd parasha of Chumash. Bechukosai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash. Lag BaOmer is the 33rd day of Sfira. And this week, the week of Hod, the 5th week of Sfira, which is the week of Hod. Hod in English, which either means majesty, splendor. The Gemara says Hod is the Beis Hamikdash. V'ha-Hod Zuhi Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Ches. Netzach is Yerushalayim, that was last week, and now comes Hod, which is the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we say it in the song that we sing on Lag BaOmer, Bar Yochai B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, although he was not a Kohen, but he had the status of a Kohen Gadol who entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and that's why Svarim said that Lag BaOmer has the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, and it would fit with that which We just said that Lag BaOmer and Purim are of the same caliber, and Purim is Kippurim, and so is Lag BaOmer. So it's during the time of Lag BaOmer that we are reading this 33rd parasha known as Bechukosai. And what's interesting is that this parasha does not start with a Vav. Most parashios begin with a Vav, as we mentioned many times, because most parashios are connected to the parasha before. Behar began with a Vav, and Emor, and we go back the entire Sefer Vayikra, except for Bechukosai. Bechukosai starts Im Bechukosai Teilechu, it doesn't say Vim. This year, perhaps it's not as noticeable because Behar B'chukosei are split anyway in this leap year, but normally Behar B'chukosei are read together, so it's noticeable that even though they are read together, yet B'chukosei does not begin with the Vav. What's the reason for this? This is also the parasha that has in it the Teichacha, which many read it quick and low because we are nervous to read it slow and loud. It contains what many consider to be curses. The Gemara, in fact, says that we read curses before Shavuos and we read Klolos before Rosh Hashanah for the same reason, because Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah leperus ha'ilon. So just like before Rosh Hashanah, we read the Teichacha of Kisavo, in which we go through 98 curses, the Tzadik Ches Klolos, Meya Choser Shtayim, because Tich Lashana Uklaloiseha, we want the year with its curses to end and let it be history, and from now on, Tochel Shana Uberchaiseha, that from now on only Bracha. And the same here, right before Shavuos, which is considered like the Rosh Hashanah, Leperus Ha'ilan, Tich Lashana Uklaloiseha, Tochel Shana Uberchaiseha. Even though it's not the new year now, but in certain ways, when Shavuos comes, when Matan Torah is a new beginning, so before the new beginning, we rid ourselves of the klolos, and we prepare ourselves for new brachos. And especially if we take a look, that in this parasha, according to Rashi at least, there are different opinions. Rashi says in the Tzavim that in parashas Bechukosai there are 49 klolos in units of 7. We see in the Teichacha there are 7. If you don't do 7, you're going to be punished with 7. The Imloi Sishma'uli, Veloi Sasu, Vim Chukaisai Temasu. The Torah enumerates 7 transgressions that the result are 7 curses. And then if that doesn't help, and you're still not listening to me, another 7. Rashi explains how you have 7 in each of these units. So that would mean there are 7 times 7 klolos in Parshas B'chukaisai. And we always read B'chukaisai during the 7 weeks of Sfira, during the 49 days of preparation for Matan Torah. Every day we are leaving Mitzrayim and getting closer to Har Sinai. Every day we are turning the klolos into brachos, because that's the goal. The goal is that the klolos should become a bracha. In fact, by tzaddikim, they would read this parasha very slow and loud, because they didn't hear or see any curses in this parasha. They saw only the blessings, because really the Teichacha are blessings in disguise. And in fact, as the Sifrei Kabbalah say, that these are greater blessings than the actual blessings. And perhaps that's also why we read this Lag BaOmer time, which is certainly not a time to mention any klolos. So why are we reading klolos, Teichacha, at the same time that the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer is with us? Because we have with us Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saw no evil, saw no klola. There is no klola, there is no death when we are around Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In fact, Lag BaOmer is the day that the Talmidim stop dying. That's one of the reasons that we rejoice on Lag BaOmer, because the 24,000 students stopped dying. There was a temporary lull in the plague that plagued the 24,000 students, but on Lag BaOmer there was no death, because Lag BaOmer is associated with the future where there will be no death. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Sfarim say Shimon ben Yochai is begematria Mechayim Mason. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the Bechina of Tchias HaMason, the Tzadikim, Ba'afilu B'misosam Kruyim Chayim. Many stories, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even more so than others perhaps, as we see today, when one goes to the gravesite of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's like you're not going to a cemetery. You feel more like you're going to a wedding. He's not dead. People are dancing by his kever. There's live music by his kever. Where is there a cemetery in the world where people are dancing and listening to live music in the cemetery? I mean, is that the place to do it? But yet, by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, no one questions the custom, and everyone does it, because everyone feels that he's there. He's there, meaning he's alive. And in his chus, so many tefillos are answered, even those who don't go there, but connect themselves to him. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was toirosoi umnosoi, as the Gemara says. His occupation was learning, to the point that he never even davened. He was parted from davening because he learned day and night. The only thing he stopped to do was to say Kriya Shema. And the parsha that we read this week, Bechukosai, talks about Amelus Batoira, toiling in Torah. In Bechukosai Teilechu, Rashi says, not that doesn't mean what normally Bechukosai Teilechu means, to follow in the statutes of Hashem, but here it means toiling in Torah, Amelus Batoira, with the goal of Yes Mitzvosai Tishmeru. Torah alone is not enough. The learning of Torah has to lead to Kiyum HaMitzvahs. But it's talking about a very high level of learning, that level that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was on. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, whose yard site is this Friday, the Zohar tells us that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was the Bechina of Shabbos. We don't work on Shabbos, so he didn't work. And here, the Torah tells us that if one learns, toils in learning, and keeps to his and does the mitzvahs properly, he won't have to work. And the Nasati Shalom Bo'oretz, Ushachavtem Ve'ein Machrid, all the brachas that I mentioned at the beginning of the parasha, which according to the Ramban, it's referring to La'asid Lavoi. Not now, but La'asid Lavoi. The Ramban says it's now, because in order to observe mitzvahs properly in Olam Hazeh, we need to be healthy, we need peace. We have to have the rain in the proper time. So he says that's even now. In order to be able to keep the Torah and mitzvahs, the promises that I mentioned in this parasha must take place. The Ramban, however, says it's talking about the Zman of La'asid Lavoi. La'asid Lavoi is Begematria Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was the Neshama of La'asid Lavoi. And so the parasha that talks about La'asid Lavoi, which is B'chukosai, according to the Ramban, fits timely with Lag Ba'omer. And that's why it's the 33rd parasha of Chumash, and it does not start with a Vav, because it's disconnected from the previous parashas. It's a new beginning. A totally new beginning here. We're starting something new. A new Gilui, a new revelation. There are 32 pathways of wisdom, as it says in the Sforim, and we say it in the Bar Yochai. Lamed Beis Nesivos Chachma. That's the highest level that one can attain in Chachma. There are 49 levels of Bina, and then there's the 50th that we get as a gift, and there are 32 pathways of Chochmah. That's why we have 32 teeth. Every tooth is rooted in the brain. Every tooth is connected to another path of wisdom. Wisdom teeth. So there are Lamed Beis Shinayim, there are Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChochmah. La'asid Lavoi, there will be a 33rd. That's Lag. That's Lag Ba'omer. That's Gal Einai V'yabita Neflois Mitayrosecha, which is what David HaMelech asks in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, reveal my eyes, open my eyes so that I should see wonders of your Torah. That's the Gilui. Gilui has Gal in it. Geula has Gal in it. The revelation of the Torah of Mashiach is associated with 33. And on Lag Ba'omer, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai began the process. Continued later by other tzaddikim, and will be completed by Mashiach, who will reveal the secrets of the Torah, as Rashi says in Shir HaShirim. It's not just words of Mekubalim. I mean, Rashi probably was also, but Rashi writes on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Yishakenim and Ashikos Pihu, that in the future Hashem is going to reveal the secrets of the Torah. And it started with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The 33rd word of Chumash is Toiv. If you start counting from Bereshis, 33 words, the 33rd word, Es Ha'or Ki Toiv. There Rashi says, Toiv is referring to the hidden light that will be revealed in the future. That's the secrets of the Torah. That's Lag Ba'omer. And Rashi says, Hashem set aside that light for Tzadikim Le'osid Lavoi. Le'osid Lavoi, Begamatria Shimon Ben Yochai. So that's the 33rd word of Chumash. Toiv. There are now seven, from Lag Ba'omer till the end of Sfira, there are 17 days, which is equal to Toiv. In fact, the Bnei Yisoscha quotes from the Sfarim and others that in the 49 days of Sfira, a Jew is supposed to be working on a Leiv Toiv. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says in Pirkei Avos, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his Rebbe, said that what he said was greater than what the other Talmidim said, that a Leiv Toiv is the most important that a person should strive to have. Leiv Toiv is begematria 49, he says. Leiv is 32 and Toiv is 17. So the first 32 days of Sfira is the Lamed Beis, till we come to Parshas Bahar. Bahar is the 32nd Parsha of Chumash. And then from Lag Ba'omer till the end, there are 17 days equal to Toiv. Then we enter the world of Toiv. Lag Ba'omer is called by many the Matan Torah of Pnimius HaTorah. Shavuos is the Matan Torah of the revealed part of the Torah. Lag Ba'omer, which was later, even though now it's before Shavuos, but it happened obviously later, is the time when we were zoicha to the Matan Torah of Pnimius HaTorah, beginning with the revelation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The difference between the revealed part of the Torah and the hidden, among many, is that the revealed part of the Torah, as we all know, learning Gemara and Poskim and Halacha and so on, is difficult, and there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of questions and answers. Kashis and Terutzim and Pilpul and so on, and Pirchus, and it's not easy until you come to the Maskana, until you understand something. You have to go through a whole array of questions and answers and difficulties. And as the Svarim tell us, that Kasha is a Klipa, it's a Tumma. If not for the fact that there was Tumma and evil in the world, there would be no Kashas. There would be no questions. Everything would be clear and understood right away. You would see it clearly. The difference between Gemara, for example, and Zohar, Kabbalah, is Gemara is Toshma. And Zohar is Tochazi. Toshma means come and listen. And in Zohar it says come and see. You know, in Kabbalah you see it. Those who are really, who are able to do it. Obviously it comes after learning Gemara, Shas u'Poskim. But in Gemara, it's Toshema. You don't see it so much. You hear it, you understand it, but you don't see it so much. That's why the revealed part of the Torah is called the body of the Torah, the Gufa, like we have in the Gemara a lot of times. Gufa, we learned. And the Zohar and Kabbalah is the Neshama of the Torah. Or in other Svarim, we are told that the revealed part of the Torah is called Eretz, and the hidden is Shamayim. And isn't it interesting that this fifth week of Sfira, we see the opening of the heavens, beginning tonight, tomorrow. Tes Zayin Iyar was the day when the heavens opened up and the Mun began coming down for the first time. The Pasuk says, Hineni mamtir lochem lechem min hashamayim. The heavens opened up. In fact, in Tehillim it says, V'dalse shamayim pasach. He opened up the doors of heaven. The day after that, which is this coming Thursday, Yud Zayin Iyar, is the day that the Mabul began, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, where the Pasuk says explicitly, Va'arubois Hashamayim Niftahu. The windows of the sky opened up. And then, of course, the day after that is Lag Ba'omer, when the hidden portion of the Torah, which is compared to Shamayim, is revealed. And that's on Lag. In fact, according to the Chassam Sofer writes this in the Droshos, that the Mun began coming down for the first time on Lag Ba'omer. The Gemara says it's Tes Zayin. The Chassam Sofer is not arguing with the Gemara, obviously. He found the Medrash that disputes the Gemara. But even according to the Medrash, it's this week, though. It's the week of Hoyd. Today, Tes Vav Iyar, now we're in Tes Zayin, but today was the day when in Chumash we read in Parashas Beshalach that the matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim, they no longer had. It lasted miraculously for 30 days, from Pesach till Pesach Sheni, which, as the Zohar says, for the 30 days after Pesach, the Kedusha of Pesach still is here, and then that ends, and then we get ready for the higher level, for Lag Ba'omer and Shavuos. And that's why there was no more matzah, and Klal Yisrael was in a, that they thought they were in a tremendous Eis Tzara, not knowing that the next day they're going to be showered with Lechem and Hashamayim, which the Mon, as we know, is really food of la'osid lavoi. The Gemara says, there are seven heavens, the Gemara says in Chagiga, one of them is called Shchokim, and that's the heaven in which Mon is grinded for tzadikim la'osid lavoi. And during the 40 years in the desert, Klal Yisrael got a taste of the future by eating Mon. They were given food of la'osid lavoi, during the time that they were in the Midbar, especially prior to Matan Torah, to prepare them for the Torah. The Kedusha of the third Beis HaMikdash was given to them by the Mon. Hinani Mamtir Lachem Lecha Min HaShamayim is Begematria Bayis HaShlishi. They were given a taste of the future. And when was this? Either Tazayin Iyar, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, or Yud Ches Iyar, according to the Medrash Tachsam Sofer brings down, which is Lag Ba'omer, and according to both, it's in the fifth week of Svira, corresponding to the second cup, as we mentioned before. A week in which the Zohar says, Taren Psichin, the gates are opened. The gates of Shemayim are open, and it's a time when one can daven and ask Hashem for whatever he wants. And by many Hasidim, there's no Tachanun this week. The week of Hoyd, from the beginning till the end, from Pesach Sheni till Sunday night, is a unique week. The fifth week, the week of Hoyd, the HaHoyd Zui Beis HaMikdash, corresponding to Aaron HaKohen, who was the fifth of the seven Royim, the one who was Oyev Shalom, Veroydev Shalom, Oyev HaSabrius Mekarvon the Torah, which is rectification for the pagam of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who were not so Oyehavei Shalim, because Loino Hagukovei Zeloze. But on Lag Ba'omer, they stopped dying, Paskul Lamas, as the Gemara says in Yevamos. So we see that in this week, the heavens open up for the Mon, the heavens open up for the Mabel, which the Mabel was originally, at least could have been, Gishmei Bracha. The Mabel had the power to heal. Instead, it washed away, it flooded the world. But the Mabel could have been Gishmei Bracha. In fact, even when the Mabel was over, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Noach, the hot springs that were unplugged when the Mabel began, the Pasuk says, Nifku'u kol mayinois tahoim rabba. All the well springs, the hot springs, were unplugged. But then when the Mabel ended, the Pasuk says they were plugged again, except for, if not all of them, though. Hashem left some to remember what once was, and which one of them is the Chamei Tveria. Chamei Tveria is known to be used for healing. That means the waters of the Mabel have the power to heal. And the Mabel begins in the month of Iyar, which is the month of Refuah, Ani Hashem Reifecha, especially this week is certainly a week that we can ask for refuah. We are in Iyar, which stands for Ani Hashem Reifecha. And the Haftarah this week ends Refa'eini Hashem Ve'eirothe Hoshieini Ve'ivasheya. So what better week to daven for a refuah shalema than the fifth week of Hoy, the fifth week of Sfira, which is the week of Lag Ba'omer, the hot springs of Tveria, which according to what it says in the Pasuk, that the Mabel started on the 17th of Iyar, but the first day is not really counted, because the first day was without the night. And you know that the 40 days of the Mabel, we count with the 24 hours. So the real full first day of the Mabel was actually on Chayir, which is Lag Ba'omer. And then it was the opening of the well springs from below, the hot springs from under the ground, which flooded the world and killed all the sinners. But on Lag Ba'omer, it's the opening of the well springs of Torah, which are the hidden parts of Torah, just like the hidden wellsprings under the ground that we don't see. They were unplugged when the Mabel began. Al Lag Ba'omer, the hidden part of the Torah was revealed. And what's interesting is the minhag is to use the bow and arrows on Al Lag Ba'omer, the keshes, because we know that on Lag Ba'omer, in the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it says, Le'nirasa ha-keshes be'onan. There was not one sighting of a rainbow, as Rashi brings in Parshas Noach, says the Doyra is Oilam without a Vav, excluding the generation of Chizkiyahu and the generation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's what we learn about the Keshes for the first time. The Keshes for the first time we learn about after the Mabel. The Keshes is associated with the Mabel. And especially according to what we just said, that the Mabel actually begins on Lag Ba'omer. Lag Ba'omer is the day that we walk around with a Keshes. There was no need for a keshes in the time of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who was a Shoyma HaBris B'Shleimus, and the whole Mabel came about because of the pagam in that area. But the day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, there was a need again for the keshes. But the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Mem Vav, the parak of Tehillim that talks about the end of all wars, the Pasuk says, Keshes Yeshaber V'kitzetz Chanis Agolos Yisrael Ba'esh, that he will break the bows and destroy the spears. Keshes Yeshaber. Yeshaber is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Keshes of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Keshes will be broken. There will be no more weapons, as we read in this week's parasha. You'll be able to sleep at night, not be terrified, not have to worry about muggings, Rahman al-Islam, not have to worry about people being held up, Rahman al-Islam, even in our own neighborhoods. The Hishbati Chaya Ra'a Min Ha'aretz, the Pasuk says, I will banish the wild animals from the earth, which according to Chazal, this also means not just literally the wild beasts, but it's also referring to the nations that are compared to Chaya Yisrael's. The Cherev Leisava Ba'artzichem, no sword will pass through your land. This is the promise of the future of B'kittesu Charvoisem Le'itim Lo'isa Goyel Goy Cherev Lo'imu Do'ed Mulchama. And in the lifetime of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it's not just that there was no keshes, there were no rainbows were sighted. No weapons were needed. Keshes Yishaber. But based on what we said before, that in the Torah of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the Torah of Zohar and Kabbalah, the difference between the Pnimiyus HaTorah and Chitzoniyus HaTorah, that means the difference between the hidden part of the Torah and the revealed part of the Torah, is that the revealed part of the Torah is full of kashas. There are kashas, and that's how it has to be. And we have to go through the kashas, and every time we answer a question, we remove another klipa, another tumma, and we get closer and closer to the emes. That's how it has to be in the world of Bizman Hazel, when the Eitz Hadas Toivara still rule. But in the future, when there's no more Eitz Hadas Toivara, but rather only Eitz HaChayim, there's no ra, that we don't have to be Isaac anymore in the sifting of the bad from the evil. There'll be no more kashas, but everything will be seen clearly. Like on Shabbos, it says on Shabbos, boirer is us, you're not allowed to sift on Shabbos. That's why by many tzaddikim on Shabbos, they only would learn Pnimiyus HaTorah. They didn't learn the revealed part. That's for the week. Shabbos, they would learn only Kabbalah, Zohar. It's a great tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Shabbos all year round. Shabbos is B'gematria Shimon ben Yochai. He was the neshama of Shabbos. He was the neshama of La'osid Lavoi. Keshes Yishaber. Keshes comes from the word kashes. There are no kashes. There are no questions. Keshes Yishaber. He broke all the... There are no more questions. Everything is clear. You can see everything. Tochazi. Bere'iya. Everything is seen the way it's going to be in the future. In the time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, it was the future. In fact, there are many stories of great tzaddikim, the stories of the old Tzad Merov Zatzal, when he went... In the 1966, I believe it was, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit Meiron 2 days before Tisha B'Av. And he told his chassidim who were with him to dance and to sing the songs of Bar Yochai, and they looked at him in disbelief. How can we sing and dance now? It's the 9 days. He said, not here, not by the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. By the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, there's no avelus. There's no sadness. There's only simcha, like the way it is in the future. Ois v'chedva b'mkoymai. And those who experienced it, those who were zeicha to be there, feel it. Anyone can feel it. Even the lowest Jew feels it, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is for everyone, as the Beis Aaron writes. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for everyone, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is for everyone, afilu l'apchusim, even for the lowest of the low. And when one goes to Meiron today, you could see from the greatest of the great and the lowest of the low all dancing together. There are no exclusions, there are no divisions. Everyone is together. There's a tremendous achdus, like the way it'll be in the future, by the kever of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And so all the promises of the future that I mentioned in this week's parasha, which according to the Ramban are referring to La'osid Lavoi, we read as we get ready for the great day of Lag Ba'omer. And one of the promises is Vahakimoisi es Berisi Itchem. I'm going to reestablish my treaty with you. Comes along Rashi and he says, Bris Chadosha. Now, in order that no one should Chas V'Shalom have any thoughts that this has anything to do with what the Goyim called the Bris Chadosha, the New Testament, Vahavdol Elef Havdolois, Rashi quotes a pasuk in Yirmiya, V'chorati es Beis Yisrael ve'es Beis Yehuda, Bris Chadosha. Not like the old bris. This is not Chas V'Shalom, a new bris, meaning a new Torah. This is the reveal. This is the part of the Torah that is now hidden, that is going to be revealed in the future, as we say, Torah Chadosha, Me'iti Teitze, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bris Chadosha is B'gematria Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Lag Ba'omer is a time for Yeshua, a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It is a time when everyone can experience their own Yeshua, where anyone can ask for everything that they need and be answered in everything, in refuah, in parnasa. Especially this is the week that the Mon came down for the first time. What better time to say the Parashas HaMon, I think, than tomorrow? Tomorrow is when it came down for the first time. Or Lag BaOmer, according to Chassam Sofer, according to the Medrash that he brings. This is the week of Parnasa BeHarchava. The gates of heaven are open, literally, according to the Zohar, and you see it in Chumash. That's when Hashem opened up the gates of Shemayim and showered us with Lechem in HaShemayim, with bread of the future. And a person has to realize that in reality, all our parnasa is lechem and hashamayim. Whatever we have to eat, even if it grows from the ground, really it originates from shamayim. Any money we make, whether it's in the stock market, if it's possible anymore, whatever it is, it's all parnasa and hashamayim. It is all mon. It's all lechem and hashamayim. There's a showering of mon and mabel, but mabel on the good, on the positive side. This week, in this fifth week of Sfira, which is the week of Hoyd, Iyar, according to what we read in Navi, is called Ziv, the month of Ziv. There's only one time in the entire Chumash that the word Hoyd is mentioned. Parshas Pinchas, where it says, "V'nasata mehoydecha olav." Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take from his majesty and place it on Yehoshua. Comes along Unkos and translates Hoyd as Ziv. Meaning, even though Iyar is the month of Sfira, and in Iyar we have the fourth week of Sfira, and the sixth week of Sfira, and part of the third week of Sfira, but the fifth, which is the main week, which has in it, of course, the fifth day of the fifth week, which is Hoyd Sheba Hoyd, which is Lag BaOmer. Iyar, which is called Ziv in Navi, which Ziv is the Targum of Hoyd, Iyar is the month of Hoyd, because Iyar is the month of Lag BaOmer. Iyar is the month of Yisachar. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham, the one who was Omol Batayra, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yisachar, as we read it in Chumash, had a land where he could have rested very comfortably in Vayaras Oretz Kino Ema, but instead Vayet Shichma Lizbel. He took upon himself the yoke of learning, Ameilus Batoira, in Bechukosai Teilechu. That's Yisachar. Yisachar symbolizes not just the one who learns, but the one who toils in learning. There were other Shvatim who were also, they were all Talmidei Chacham, but it's Yisachar who excels in Ameilus Batoira. And therefore, Iyar, the month in which we have the Yahrzeit and the birthday, as the Svarim say, that Lag BaOmer is also the birthday of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who he is the Tana that stands out in Amelus Batayra to the point that he did not even have to daven because he was constantly learning. And the entire world was created because of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as we say, Nasa Odom Nemar Ba'avurecha. That's why Bereshis is Rosh Hatevis, Oyer Toiras Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Toirosai Umnosai. The world, Bereshis, at the beginning, was created for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or for those who were like him. That it's Tayrosa Yumnasa. And Yisachar has two sins in his name, right? One is, there's a, we mention, and one we do not. One is silent, and one is not. You don't say Yisachar, it's Yisachar. The two shins in Yisachar correspond to the two parts of the Torah, the revealed and the hidden. The silent sin in Yisachar is the hidden part of the Torah. It also stands for Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the silent shin in Yisachar is the secret part of the Torah. By the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Yisachar, it says, "Amim har yikro sham yizbechu zivchei tzedek usfune temune choil." That in this Yisachar's portion of land, there were very precious items that were found buried in the sand, hidden under the ground in the portion of land of Yisachar. We don't find this by the other Shvatim. We find this by Yisachar. Usfune temune choil. Rashi says, chalazayin, zchuches levana, certain kinds of glass that they were able to make out of the sand, other precious stones, diamonds. Comes along Unkelus and he translates, usfune temune choil, sima demitamra b'chola mizgalya lahayin. Diamonds that were buried in the sand were revealed. that which was hidden was revealed. That's Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the Yom Tov in that which is hidden becomes revealed. The Torah that is hidden is revealed. It is a time for secrets to be revealed. The Tzvilat Tzaddik was once asked, what day do you think the Geula is going to happen on? What day? He didn't pick Nisan or Pesach. He said Lag BaOmer. Tzvilat Tzaddik lived about 120 years ago, one of the great Tzaddikim, the Blujava Rebbe. Because he said Lag BaOmer is a day when secrets are revealed. The greatest secret, the world's best kept secret, is Giloy HaKetz, which even Yaakov Avinu was not able to reveal. So what better day for Giloy HaKetz than Lag BaOmer, Lag, which is Gal, which the whole day surrounds the concept of revelation. The whole day is revealing that which is hidden. The Geula has been kept hidden from us for the last 3,000 years already, ever since the Torah was given. And no one has ever figured out exactly when the Geula is going to come. But certainly Lag BaOmer is a day that is associated with Geula. And when we go to the Kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when we go to Meron, we feel it. In Beshalach, in Parshas Beshalach, where we have the Parshas Haman, the Pasuk says, "U'bnei Yisrael yoytzen biyod rama," and the Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim with a high hand. Unkelus translates it, Beresh Gali. Beresh is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Bereish Gali, the Svarim say that in the schus of learning the Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Bnei Yisrael Yoytzim, we're going to go out of Golus. Reish Gali is Begematria Shimon Ben Yochai. Bereish Gali, Gali is Gal, Gal is revelation. When Yaakov was fleeing Lavan, at the end of Parshas Vayetzei, the Pasuk says that finally Lavan caught up with him, and they made peace. And Yaakov takes a bunch of stones and piles them up. And the Pasuk says, Vayikra loy lovan yegar sohadusa. The only time that in Torah we have a phrase in Aramaic. The Yaakov koro loy gal eid. So the Svarim say the Lag BaOmer is hidden in this parasha here. Eid ha gal hazeh. This is gal, is Lag BaOmer. Yegar sohadusa is begamatria matzmiach keren Yeshua. The Yeshua stems from Lag BaOmer. And even in foreign languages, Lavan is the Lamed Beis Nesivos. That here's where Lavan parts. Lavan meets Yaakov and then Lavan goes back. He leaves. So Yaakov doesn't have to deal with Lavan anymore. This is where we come to the conclusion of the Lamed Beis Nesivos, the 32. Lavan stands for Lamed Beis Nesivos, the 32 pathways. And now comes a new revelation, the revelation of Gal, Gal Eid, which is Lag BaOmer. Keshes Yeshaber. Keshes Yeshaber is equal to the words Al Yuval Yeshalach Sharoshav. It's in this week's Haftarah. This is the root of the word Yovel. Yovel, which is the 50th year, the Jubilee year, where everyone returns to their roots, says the Ramban, comes from the Al Yuval Yeshalach Sharoshav. Al Yuval is a spring. That's why they used to plant trees near the spring so that the trees can be rooted near water. Al Yuval Yeshalach Sharoshav. Keshes Yeshaber is Begamatria Al Yuval Yeshalach Sharoshav. Keshes Yeshaber, which is the Pasuk in Tehillim, as we mentioned before, referring to Lag BaOmer, Berderech Remes, Yeshaber, Oisius Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the breaking of the bow. No more weapons, no more kashas, no more questions. Is when we return to our roots. As the Svarim say, Lag BaOmer is when we get ready for the final preparation for Shavuos. The last 17 days, the last Toiv days from Lag BaOmer until Chag HaShavuos, from Hoyd Shebehoyd until Malchus Shebemalchus, the last day of the Sefirah, which takes us into the Yom HaBikurim, BeHakriv HaMincha Chadosh Al HaShem, which is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And today we are living in a time when there are many kashas, and there are many questions, and there are a lot of difficulties. Although we are seeing a lot of major things happening, but there are a lot of questions, we are still stooped into the depths of Ikvus of the Mashiach, when the Kashis are very strong and powerful, and Amalek is trying to take over. Amalek, in fact, came for the first time in Chodesh Iyar. The last week of Iyar is when Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael for the first time. Asher Korcha Baderech, instilling in us this concept of Keri, as we read in this week's parasha, Yemtelchu Imi Keri. Keri meaning chance coincidence. Everything is a chance coincidence. Everything's just a happening. Well, you think the earthquake in China has anything to do with you. Of course not. It was just a coincidence. Scientists know the explanation because there's shifting going on under the ground. You think the cyclone in Burma has anything to do with us? No, it's Kerry. It's just a coincidence. Everything is a coincidence. I think the way these elections, the way these primaries are working out now here in America and what's going on with the anti-Semitism, it's all a coincidence. That's our Malik. Asher Korach HaBaderech. And now, as we prepare for Shavuos, Lag BaOmer, we have to intensify our emuna. On the contrary, and we have to realize there's no such thing as chance, there's no such thing as coincidence, everything is bidiyuk, everything is hashgacha pratis, and Hashem is in control, and Hashem is totally, and knows everything that's happening, and is watching over us, and is going to continue to watch over us. And what a great week to be zeichet to what we end off here in the bracha, v'oilech eschem koimemius, that we can walk around, as Rashi says, b'koimas kufa, that we can walk around with an erect posture, that we don't have to walk with our heads bowed in shame, in humiliation, but we should be able to walk around with koimemius, especially that sphere is the time that we humble our koima, mehochel chermesh b'koima, we humble the koimas kufa of gaiva and arrogance, so then the schar is Va'elach eschem kaimemias, which is kaimas kufa, the kedusha. Hashem is going to lead us kaimemias la'artzeinu hakadosha. We should all be together in Eretz Yisrael this lag va'omer and see Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai live and hear Torah from Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Torah Shel Mashiach, the Torah of Lamed Gimel of Gal Einav Yabita Neflois Mitayrasech, and we should be zeichah that all the promises and parashas b'chukosai shall be fulfilled and those who need a refuah should receive a refuah shalema immediately, especially now in Iyar. And Yashem Raifecha, there's a skula to drink rainwater that falls in Chodesh Iyar. Any rainwater, any rain that comes down in Iyar, if it says, even if you open your mouth and walk outside and allow the droplets of rain to come into your body, it's a skula for refuah. It's brought down in the Svarim, especially in Iyar, which is Ani Yashem Raifecha. Especially this week, the week of Hoyd, with Nahaf Kaira that ends off Rifa'enu Hashem Ve'erafe, and those who need Parnasa should be Zechat Parnasa Barachava in the week of Yeridas Haman, and all of us together shall march towards Mashiach Tzidkenu immediately, and we'll observe this Shabbos in Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh.